Yes, we put in Spain about 600 square meters of parcels of hyperaccumulator plants. And we tested if the co-cropping of a hyperaccumulator plant with a legume, because the legume, like a veg or like pea, can structure the soil, fertilize the soil, ameliorate the nitrogen concentration, because that plant can fix the nitrogen from the air. And then the idea was to cut the plant. The legume, sorry, just the legume, and incorporate it in the soil and let it decompose. And then all the organic materials are extracted or are used by the hyperaccumulator plants. And we proved that it works and we get better results than the chemical fertilizer. So the whole idea, it was also in my postdoc, I continued the same idea. The whole idea is that we are proposing the agro-mining as a green technology. So we should really limit all the inputs, all the chemical inputs in this technology and let it really green. So the idea is that if you take a leguminous that grow a lot of biomass, so it will be in competition of your hyperaccumulator plant. It could be in competitions for the nutrients, in competition in the soil digging with the roots, so the roots can be in competition, and it can be in competition for the space and surface and daylight. So the best is to choose a small leguminous that can improve the structure in the soil, that can add a lot of nitrogen in the soil, but that do not grow a lot of biomass in order to not be in competition with the hyperaccumulator plant. And I proved with a lot of results that the best one was the smallest one, the leguminous that produces the lowest biomass. And the rotation, they used the veg in Albania. Professor Aidamani used it in rotation, and they extracted more 50 kilograms of nickel per hectare. The classic values were always about 150 kilograms of nickel per hectare, or 100, between 100 and 150. But with the rotation with the legumes, they found that they can attain more than 200 kilograms of nickel per hectare with no chemical input. And the idea is to stop soil, detoxify it, and let the farmers, the owner of that field, return after 1 year or 2 years or 3 years to plant corn, to plant legumes, to plant fruits, you know, and to control every harvest. So you have to control the plants, the fruits, the legumes, be sure that there is no contaminants in it, of course, just taking some samples and analyzing it, and then control the topsoil with some soil analysis. And then you can see if the contaminants get up and if the level of the toxicity has been increased. If you see that the level of the toxicity has been increased, so the next year you replant agro-mining plots. And so you do rotations with agro-mining. And year after year, you can just adapt your cultural system